break that we played, you know, really well and didn't have a good result, and that takes its toll. So they get to feel good, a little better every day and a little more optimistic, and keeps that faith.
What have you seen in Alex Burmistrov's game since moving him back on the wing with that new line?
I thought tonight especially his stick was real good, his defensive stick. He was knocking a lot of pucks down. It's good just to get that idea of he does have a quick release that it's a valuable tool for him to use. You know, get those pucks to the net and some good things will happen. It's a good recognition of being on the ice against stronger players. You have to make simpler plays. I thought he was especially good at that tonight. I didn't think... This is not a complaint, but those guys got to be careful about being in the box because we're using them to kill all three of those guys on the line. And I don't know that Adam, it was an inadvertent high stick. I didn't think that Burmy needed to go to the penalty box and the penalty took, so it was important. Like, I thought they played a really smart game, too.
With Jacob Trouba, is it as simple as the more ice time, he's feeling more confident, or what do you see in his game?
So, well, he seems to have made the adjustment, you know, and he's always been good at jumping up into holes and finding those holes and pulling the puck off his weak side to get that shot to the net. I mean, that's the advantage of being on his offside. He can get it to the middle of the ice easier than you would if you're a lefty playing that side of the ice. So we think with the way he shoots the puck, and Dustin's got a real good ability as a righty on the other side to get it across to him, that there'll be more offense for him. Some power play time, but which is a confidence builder as well if pucks start going in for them. But the rhythm is better for them. You know, the more those guys play, the better they play.
Paul, were you nervous about this first period tonight, the way it went? And apart from saying you scored two goals, how did you come out of that, all of that, with a lead?
Well, you're nervous when you're in the box for six straight minutes, except we were real good. I mean, our penalty kill now is as good as it's been all year. And it was that kind of game. I mean, they're a good team. They're really, really quick, and they've got a high skill level. So even some of the things that didn't look dangerous were dangerous until they weren't. You know, we knocked a bunch of stuff down. Connor played a really, really strong game. But I thought we had enough energy. Our penalty kill was playing at enough, with enough pace, that you're not standing on the bench sure they're going to rip one by you. You know, you got a little confidence. And I think that was, you know, not just for the scoreboard, but throughout the game, because we were in the box so much, confident that we could kill those penalties is important.
So they had six power plays. Are you going to address that with your team?
Well, I'll take you through them. I mean, they're not complaints. Lowry's isn't casually lifting a stick. He's kind of, it skates into it. I mean, although you just hope the other player's not hurt, it wasn't anybody's fault. And then we had a little, too many men in the ice is always my fault. I wasn't sure about the next two on Dustin or the one on either of the next two or the one on Alex or the one on Chris. So you can do that as long as that you're not doing that every night. So we've been really good with our sticks and our discipline in the last three or four games. I think there's been a big change. And then you get a night like tonight, then you can survive it. It's not cumulative three or four games in a row. So there wasn't anything there as a discipline issue or a casualness with our play.
Well, how does Jacob's game change playing with a guy like Dustin Byfuglien instead of maybe a guy like Mark Stewart?
No, most of what happens for these defensemen, the true answer is going to sound disrespectful to other players. But who you're playing behind has a big impact on what you can do offensively. So when you're playing behind offensive players, whether that's your partner, it doesn't, like when Stewart and Trouba played together at the start of the year, they played behind the Scheifele line, and they were both plus eight. I mean, they were outstanding. So who you're playing behind and who you're playing against is, for me, a far bigger determining factor than who you're playing with, because they're all good defensemen. They can all play. You know, Ben has played a long time with Dustin and played well, and they were good tonight, Ben and Mark. It's not as much about the partner. It's a factor. But Dustin's up the ice so much, Jake may be playing more defense now than he did a month ago.
That's why I asked. Was there an encouragement for him to maybe stay back when he first came with Dustin?
No, they got to learn to play. They've got to learn to pick the times that they should jump in, they shouldn't. Those are important reads for a defenseman to make. I think it's an area that Tyler Myers has really made a real improvement in his game, picking those right spots to go. Even though he's the jumper on that line, he's in more than Toby is. We don't go to a defenseman and say, hey, you got to stay back. But if you're playing with a guy like Buff, you're going to have to recognize this because it's going to happen a lot. Get the good read, but no, we like Jake up the ice all night long if it's the right call.
I forget the exact term you used. It was something like keeping the faith, but your players have done just that. When we talk to them in the dressing room, they've been saying we're playing the right game, we're doing the right things, we just haven't seen the results. So you get a game like you had last game where you shut them right down. Here you get some offense, you get a shorthanded goal, power play goal. Adam Lowry's shut down two of the best players. When you get that variety of success, what can that do for the payoff, the confidence that they've been waiting for going forward?
So what you've been selling for almost a month now, you can talk about it in terms of wins, not staying with it. So these are the reasons that that made us successful. So we just want to continue to do that. And then you have a far better understanding of your game. I mean, not in the games that we win and in the games that we lose, it's not all perfect or all bad, either one. Even tonight, they were very good in some areas. The second period, they hemmed us into our end. We did a good enough job with our sticks and our positioning to survive that and end up scoring the third goal when they had control of the game. So that's true, and it was true in St. Louis. The loss at home to St. Louis, we played a very, very good game in that. Couldn't get the kills, and that was the changing part of the game. But it lets you focus on the positives. It's also easier now to work on some of the negatives because you're coming off a couple of wins, you're feeling good, but there's still some things, well, there's always going to be things that you want to do better and that you need to focus on.
So sir, you said that term, surviving that stretch. Is that the secret sauce that's been missing from this team?
Maybe in part, the penalty kill for me. We've given up our last three goals. One was a tip off our stick, one came off our skate to them, and one was a really good shot tonight, and then our goaltending has been really good on the PK. Those are the things that are really important. Staying out of the box for us is really important. It's something that we're working on. But getting those kills, that has a huge momentum change. That's a big piece of what's different right now.